Hey everybody, welcome to the first episode of the Functional Food Podcast. And today, let's just talk about what is food security. Is food security something only a nation can think about? Or can you and I do something about it? Well, actually, we can. Going out today to buy 1 week's worth of food is by any definition hoarding. But this actually creates food security for your family. But of course, but just simply buying stuff and stockpiling isn't a very good long-term plan. This is definitely part of a long-term plan, but this shouldn't be your only long-term plan. A long-term plan should also consist of you trying to grow food in some form, right? But actually, this is the most difficult aspect of food security, growing your own food. In fact, Singapore is spending a lot of money and a lot of very smart people is thinking about this problem right now. The land here is so limited. Of course, you could, you know, use vertical greens to solve this problem, but even vertical greens has got its limit. And when I say limit, I actually mean by the availability of seeds. Well, I mean, the seed has to come somewhere, right? In order for the farmers to grow more plants. You could clone the plants, but not all plants do well with cloning. And of course, if you're selling, you know, 200 grams of vegetables for $1 or $2 or even $5, it makes no sense to invest in this sort of infrastructure to clone your plants instead of sowing seeds. So then now comes the problem of seeds. I don't really recall seeing dedicated seed production companies in Singapore before. I could be wrong. If anybody knows, you know, anybody listening to this podcast who happens to be in Singapore and you know specifically of a farm or two farms or, you know, or any other farms in Singapore that specializes in making seeds, which means their business is revolving only in producing and selling these seeds. But of course, food security isn't just about growing vegetables or plants for that matter. It's also ensuring that the protein source and the meats are taken care of. Of course, growing animals for meat is a subject that is even more complex than growing vegetables for self-sustaining. For sure, I would like to dive into this subject much deeper, especially with things like cultivating insects. Have you guys tried insects before? Because I did when way before COVID. I think it was last year or the year before. I went to Thailand and I had quite a few varieties of insects to try, and there are some that I really dislike. You know, I hate anything that is that any insects that swims in the water. Okay, that gives you a very nasty aftertaste. Insects that, especially those grubs that dwells within wood, you know, the baby, the pupa form, or the larvae form actually, the worm form lah. If it's easier for you to imagine, the worm of it is much more tastier. The adult form, like, you know, the usual, the grasshopper and the scorpion. I didn't get to eat scorpion, but the grasshopper is a bit, I feel it's a bit, it's a bit like a snack, you know, grasshopper, because they defry it. Like, for a substantial meal, you probably will want to eat more of the worm stuff, where they actually have, you know, more things in between their body. Yeah, I mean, I know it's a bit out of a topic at the moment, but insects is a subject that, especially for Singapore case, we probably need to think a lot and think very hard on using insects as food. But you know, if the day comes, I will welcome it with open arms. I mean, although insects don't taste like, you know, meat, but I do find the appeal somewhere. I mean, I may not want it to be 100% part of a meal, but, you know, once or twice a week, I get insects, you know. I mean, why not? Alright, so I think I will end here somewhere around a 5-minute mark. I'll probably do the same for future episodes. I mean, right now I'm still trying to figure out how long should I go for one episode. Actually, it's not easy to, you know, even talk to yourself for 5 minutes. I did a lot of edits and a lot of re-records. There are segments, so actually if you listen to it carefully, you can hear segments that maybe I didn't cut properly, I didn't merge it properly, but you know, I'm sure my episode will get better along the way. So right now I will just hover around the 5-minute mark. I actually plan to have a news episode, so maybe once a week or even once a month I do a roundup of news, because you don't really get a lot of news revolving the subject. It's not like, you know, it's not like the road tax or COVID, where you get like daily updates or even weekly updates. But yeah, I will be most interested in definitely trying to serve some form of news update regarding this whole food security topic, be it animal, plants or seafood. Yeah, so with that, thank you for listening to the first episode of the Functional Food Podcast, and I hope to see you in the next episode and all to come. And if I could ask of you to please share it in Instagram, you know, if you're listening on it through Spotify, you could share it in the Instagram stories, and this will allow people to, you know, reach out, allow me to reach out to these people. And yeah, thanks for sharing in advance, and let's hope to see you guys in the next episode.